Now the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teacher of the law were looking for some sly way to arrest Jesus and kill him.
But not during feast, where the people may riot.
While Jesus was in Bethany, reclining at the table in a home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came in with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another,
"Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor."
And they rebuked her harshly. But Jesus said,
"Leave her alone. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want. But you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. I tell you the truth. Wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her."
Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over.